As weather changes, so should a horse's diet, but not in the way that some people may think. David Sparks, Ag Information Network, with Valley Vet Supply spokesperson Amy Robinson.
So David, I myself am a horse owner. I'll admit that we have been guilty to changing our horse's nutrition, and I'll admit that we have actually upped our horse's feed over the years during the winter months. However, that is a practice that is not recommended by the professionals. So I learned a lot myself writing this piece and working with Dr. Nichols in relation to how are we supposed to be feeding our horses during the winter. While a lot of folks are going to think I need to increase my horse's grain intake during the winter, while it's a well-meaning sentiment, increasing grain actually can be harmful to a horse's health. That's going to heighten colic risk and much more. Doing so, it may not even be enough to help a horse maintain their warmth when they need it the most. So really increasing the amount of hay, that's going to be the best way to increase their heat production and keep that horse warm during the winter. An interesting thing is that according to Dr. Nichols, horses will actually naturally increase the amount of hay that they eat based on the temperatures dropping. In regards to how much more hay our horse owners need to be providing during the winter, keeping in mind that the average thermoneutral zone for horses in the U.S., it's between 40 and 80 degrees. Dr. Nichols said, as a good rule of thumb, for every 1 degree Fahrenheit below the lower range of 40 degrees, horses will need an extra 200 calories.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.